Well, I was born in Safford, and we moved to Prescott in 1958, and I've been in Yavapai County since then. I've got a song sparrow singing. I have been a conservationist in one way or another all my life. I've been a birder. I've been a hiker on the Verde River. I've been a fisher person. The Verde River today is flowing right here where we're standing at 69 cubic feet per second. If I were to look back at the chart of what the same stream gauge showed 10, 15, 20 years ago, we would be looking at 80 or 90 CFS. The average trajectory of the stream flow is downward, and it's pretty severely downward, especially since the drought. The kind of plants that are now common in the Verde Valley and especially around the river, the kinds of birds that we're seeing up here universally that are moving up from the south. White-winged doves is an example. When I was a kid, there were no white-winged doves, and they seem common to everybody now around here. Javelina weren't here when I was a kid. We had a really good year last year for rain. It was over 12 inches of rain in the Verde Valley. That used to be normal. Now it was extraordinary. The Verde River is one of our principal economic development centers. So we're attracting people that are ecotourists, that want to see a river, that want to see this riparian vegetation, that want to see the birds that live in it, that want to go out in kayaks, or they want to fish, or they may just want to sit by a river and be peaceful. Those are uncertain futures. People are the biggest, quickest threat to the river. Climate change just kind of overrides that whole thing with a lot of doubt and uncertainty. The first places it would go dry because of climate change would be those places that are already heavily impacted by diversions or wells or whatever. We had a 100-year period in our history where there were no trees and no grass and no bushes and nothing. We had smelters operating in the Verde Valley, three at one time. Also, people were cutting trees and using them for fuel. We had 100,000 cattle in the Verde Valley. They clustered around the river. They would eat whatever tried to come up. There were no trees at all. When I first got here in 1958, the smelters had only closed down 5 years prior to that. And what we saw when we first saw the Verde River was rocky gravel and some water flowing down. It looked like a canal. As we look around us today, we see full-grown cottonwoods. They're shielding and protecting a whole understory of other trees like this Arizona ash that's right here with us, or this Gooding willow. What happens with climate change is that there's a mindset where this is already out of control. There's nothing I can do about it. We might as well just learn to like it, you know. And that's really not accurate at all. Just downstream from us was a major farm right there. There were no trees. There were just fields. And now there is not one indication that there ever was a farm there. It heals very quickly if you allow it to heal. There is still time to stop this, and it will work. It doesn't have to move inexorably in one direction.